Oh, good morning. 6:24 a.m. on Monday, September the 21st. I'm pretty sure it is September the 21st. It is indeed September the 21st. Okay. Monday, September 21st, 2015. Yes, okay, good. 40-something out here, something between 45 and 48. My nose is cold, my fingers are freezing. I got a jacket on this morning, along with a heavy shirt, which is helping. I missed the last couple days. Yesterday was one of those sleep-in, too-late days. Saturday was just a lazy day. I just couldn't force myself up out of the chair. And so I didn't walk. So, yeah. I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm actually not, so I won't lie to you. So today is the first full week for school for the kid. This is the first week she's supposed to go 5 days. Now the problem is, she's coming down with a cold, or some sort of crutch. We've been in school long enough now for any virus to have taken root, propagated and incubated, and is now making her sick. So I have a hard time saying, oh, you have to go to school, because well, she hasn't missed a day yet. This is the beginning of the fourth week of school. She does really well at the beginning, and as school goes on, she gets worse and worse. But her schedule this year is starting off very low key, so fingers crossed. A, she gets up and gets going, and B, is able to fight off this infection. In other news, my car died. I think I've mentioned that it's had trouble starting, and on Friday afternoon, it said no. No matter what I did, it said no. Turn the key, nothing. So AAA came and towed it to the garage, and they were supposed to start looking at it Saturday. I got no calls, so my guess is they really didn't have time to look at it Saturday, and perhaps it will get into the queue today. I'll call them later this morning. Luckily, we have a second vehicle. Said vehicle is hardly ever in use anymore, so being able to use that for my normal running around town. The only problem is that I use the trunk of the car as sort of an extension to the pantry. So there's always extra bulky stuff in the trunk. So extra 12 packs of soda, extra cat food, things that being hot or cold won't hurt in the trunk of the car. And we went out to find one of those things on Saturday afternoon and discovered, oh, wait a minute, car's not here. It's kind of a pain. So yeah, life in my household is somewhat in disarray at the moment because some of the support infrastructure is currently not here, which is a bit of a pain in the butt. Anyway. So where are we on Smuggler's Tales? Nowhere near where I want to be, I'll tell you that right now. 21. It gives me 10 days to find this silly story. I've been writing little vignettes. Those of you who are on the Facebook group, the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper Facebook group on Facebook, which is where you would find pretty much every Facebook group. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've been writing little vignettes, and one is an explanation of toehold space, and then some little blurbs about various toehold systems. Trying to get a flavor for what the toehold systems are, what they look like, and what their relationship with CPJCT might be. So that in doing that, I'm creating the backstory that helps inform me so that I can tell a story about that relationship and about the people who are engaged in it. And then the other group of vignettes is John Ward has been after me about the famous failures in toehold space. And there's a couple of issues. One, a failure in exploration is not likely to be known because those tend to be permanent and fatal. So people who jump out into the deep dark without a good idea of where they're going, or who are engaged in exploration in spaces that are largely unexplored, which is pretty much all of it, they don't tend to come back. If there's a failure out there, those people don't tend to come back, so you don't tend to find out about them. Now, the not quite failures, where somebody might survive to be recovered, as in, for example, Bjorn Gunderson, who started Odin's Outpost, we would never have known about Bjorn Gunderson's story if he hadn't survived, and he wouldn't have survived if it hadn't been for somebody already out there finding him. And why people were out there is an interesting question, one that has not yet been resolved completely, although it was broadly hinted at. And Gunderson's station, Odin's Outpost, is not actually toehold space. It's sort of a no man's land. And there are several of these stations that are, well, either toehold space or near toehold space. But they exist because they are near something else. They exist because they are useful in some way. Oh, which gives me an idea for another one. Okay, so I've been trying to come up with some ideas of legends, rather than famous failures, questions about things that happened that are sort of curious, sort of off the wall, sort of not exactly what you expect of toehold space. And the first one was a lost ship. A lost ark ship, the rumor of an 11th ark ship that was launched, built and launched in secret, and never heard from again. There's a reason for that, and we will let that go for the moment. And the other was is one I haven't posted yet, but I wrote it yesterday, about a station that apparently doesn't exist, but keeps paying rent. Oh, classy. Somebody graffitied rainbows on this brand new fence. Oh well. So anyway, I've been working in the world. I think I've got to start. The problem is I think the problem is I have only a very rudimentary idea of where the store is supposed to go and how it's supposed to work. And I might need to go back to take off your pants and do at least a high level sort of what do they want, what do they need, where are they now, who's the ally, who's the antagonist. Because right now, I don't have any idea what Natalie Ruggieri wants, Natalia. And not knowing what she wants, like I always know what Ishmael, or I'm pretty sure I know what Ishmael wants. Monk post. And I have a theme, and the learn to trust yourself theme for Natalia doesn't really work. So I need to back up a little bit and find a new theme. And so that would be, that's one of the steps in the take off your pants outline. So I may need to back up a little bit. I'm thankful that I've got another month, that I don't have to hand this thing over on next week sometime, whenever the month's day changes, to the editor. I've got it till November, but I really need to get it done so that I've got November to write December's book, and I've got December to write January's book. And then I can, what I'm probably going to do is schedule March or even April for the next set. Because that'll be four books in 5 months, and it'll take me a while to get them produced. I got the first pass at cover, speaking of producing. I got the first batch of the first mock-up for the cover back, and I really like it. There's a couple of information mapping problems. I gotta talk to this person. Because the problem... Okay, we gotta go back and start with layout. When you're laying out a cover, the information mapping, the rules of information mapping are in full force. And the first rule is keep things that go together, together. So Smuggler's Tales and Book 1 need to be together. And the mock-up I've got has Smuggler's Tales at the top and Book 1 at the bottom. So it looks like, with my name, and so it looks like Nathan Lowell Book 1. It's like, no, it's not Nathan Lowell Book 1. It should be like Nathan Lowell Book 11. Turn it up to 11. And so that's not right. That's... And while it's probably clear on a second look that it's not Book 1 of Nathan Lowell, Book 1 of Smuggler's Tales, it's that thing that requires a second look that's a problem, that information mapping has four concepts that... should govern layout. One of them is proximity, so that the things that go together stay together. They're close together when laid out on the page. Contrast is one of the others, where you need to have things. You can draw attention to things by having pieces in that are contrasting to the rest. You can let's see what's the other one. Alignment. How things are aligned is often important, and I don't really like central alignment because it's often way too balanced. But for text layout, particularly where it's going to be laid out on the background, having central alignment for the word pieces, the text portions, is quite often a good pass. Repetition, having elements repeat. This is going to be more important for branding this series, having it stand out. And one of the things that I really like at this, it's Dan Sawyer, I can tell you that. One of the things that Dan did was take the text layout, the text, we did a little text morphing on the share books, and he used that same idea for Smuggler's Tales. And I kind of like it. And I like it a lot. The artwork, these are all going to be stations. Now, they're not going to be CPJCT stations because those would look like a can of peas. They're all the same. They all look alike. They all have silver sides. They all have antennas on the top and the bottom. Docking ringers around the middle. So, yeah, there's not a lot of differentiation there that you can make with CPJCT stations. Good morning. So these are all going to be toehold stations, even though technically there are no toeholds in book one. I'm going with the theme, cover branding, and put one on it. You know, there's a certain part of me that says, yeah, it's not in the book. But then I look at the Japanese edition of Quartershare. That ain't in the book. The cover on that book ain't in the book. But you know what? It's beautiful. And I don't care. Tanith walking on a plane with a road cutting straight across an empty plain on Ravenwood. That's not in the book. But it's a perfect setup for the story. Where is she going? There's nothing out there. So, yeah, I'm good with, whoa, what is this? As a response to having a toehold station on the cover. I'm good with that. So progress is being made. We're not exactly making the progress in the directions that I wanted, but I think it's the progress in the directions that I need. I'm trying not to tense up, because I know fully well that in 10 days I could have 50, 60,000 words. I could have a good chunk of this book written by the end of the month if I could just find a story. And taking the time to find a story means I don't write 5,000 words that I have to throw away next month. So I'm good with taking the time, even though it's a bit frustrating because it's not, I'm not operating on my peak schedule. And what I have to do is say, okay, move on. The low spark of High Hill Boys. The mowing man is mowing the park. So I will gird myself for an irate spouse who has been awakened by the mower man. And I can't tell you how good having someone come mow my lawn feels. It's silly, I know it's silly, but that's at least an hour. And not only is it an hour of actually mowing the lawn, it's all of the mind space, all the headspace that goes into, I should mow it, I don't want to do it, I need to do it today, but not do it today, so I'm going to do it tomorrow, and I don't do it tomorrow, it gets too long, and the whole thing. So now it's done. It's taken care of. And I'm good with that. Okay, so here I am. I'm at the back gate. I have to get in and get this moving because I've got to wake a kid up, get her going this morning. Where is my... Oh, there it is. So yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.